This is the story of a woman from the Rwandan genocide. This story comes from Dr. James Orbinski. Dr. James Orbinski was a humanitarian doctor working in Rwanda during the genocide. Hope not only meets despair in equal measure, it drowns it. Dr. Maskalik. Courage, a story from the genocide in Rwanda. Dr. James Orbinski lived unspeakable horror as he lived through the Rwanda genocide. To use his words, literally running red with blood in the face of a million people murdered, massacred, in mass graves across the country, in the face of the egregious political malfeasance and political failure that meant that there was no military intervention to stop the genocide, that fundamentally altered my worldview. And it wasn't an intellectual experience, you know. It's not something that you read about. It's something that I lived. Confronted by this appalling abhorrence, Orbinski also writes about some miraculous moments. For instance, a woman who had been terribly mutilated showed him remarkable courage. Orbinski describes how she basically tried to calm him. The woman was one of 600 casualties one particular day who were laid out on the streets outside the hospital. There were so many people that day who were brought to the hospital because of gunshot injuries, machete injuries, landmine injuries, and other injuries. This woman had had both of her ears cut off. She had both of her breasts cut off. Her Achilles tendons had been cut, and she had a carefully cut pattern of slashes laid into her face. Orbinski put his experience with her into words. I remember trying to look after her and give her a few sutures to stop the major bleeding. And then I would have to move on to the next patient, and the next patient, and the next patient. And I remember looking at her, and suddenly it wasn't simple. I wasn't simply as a technician, as a medical technician, a person providing sutures, four life-threatening sutures. But I suddenly saw that to inflict this kind of injury, you have to really think about it. And you had to really enjoy delivering that kind of suffering to that woman. I remember looking at her and suddenly just being overwhelmed by what she had experienced. And I turned and I vomited. And it was the only time during the genocide that I vomited. And she immediately understood what was happening to me. And she reached out. And she touched my arm, very gently, and she said in Kenyan Rwanda, Shaw. Shaw is a Rwandan word meaning my friend. And Umara is a Rwandan word meaning courage. Have courage. Find your courage. And that's what she said to me. Orbinski's experience with this Rwandan woman who was lying in the middle of the road suffering in the most profound way, and yet she responded to his dissonance, to his disruption, to what he was feeling, displays hope amongst the wretchedness of the times. He then sutured a few of her arteries, the ones that were bleeding significantly, and were they not sutured, she would have died. After he had finished, there were many more cuts that needed to be closed, but she could see there were many more patients. Nurses were calling him for the next patient, and the next patient, and the next patient, and she told him to go. Speaking Rwandan, she said, go. Orbinski explains that she knew exactly what he was experiencing and what he was feeling. She told him to go. To go on to the next patient. Orbinski reflects, I think in many ways that story encapsulates the beauty, if you will, of what we can be as human beings, even in the most egregious of circumstances. As Orbinski was surrounded by suffering and death, the lambency of human goodness shined through in the most profound way as the suffering woman told him, have courage, find your courage. Find your courage. In telling the story about the woman's pain, Orbinski reminds, we must not forget what we can be as human beings. We can choose to be good. Camus, The Plague, a novel about a plague epidemic in the large Algerian city of Oran, captures this exact feeling. As Camus' narrator in The Plague observes, what we learn in a time of pestilence is that there are more things to admire in men than to despise. Even in the times of despair, there are always those individuals who exude qualities for us to admire. Anytime there is a tragedy, there are always stories of hope and stories about what lengths people went to in order to help other people. We cannot forget these stories. We need these stories to motivate us and see us through the demanding times. Orbinski's experience with this Rwandan woman who was lying in the middle of the road suffering in the most profound way, and yet she responded to his dissonance, to his disruption, to what he was feeling, displays hope amongst the wretchedness of the times. Teddy Roosevelt once said that it is how we act in times of despair that measures our character. How do you respond to situations that upset you? How can you be courageous in your own life? Where is the good? It's there. It may be hard to see, but it's there. What is bothering you? Think harder. Try to find the good in those circumstances.